All right. All right, so it's apparently it's busy today. It's a dark, gloomy, rainy, foggy, drippity day. I think it's drippity. That's the word I'm going to use to describe today. Welcome to another official super nerd dumb Boba Fett breakdown. Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Woo! Yeah, I got a lunch break. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette and drink my Zion's grape flavor, which this stuff is pretty damn good. It's got energy and focus. So hopefully I have enough energy and focus to do this would-be review of Book of Boba Fett Episode 2. I got my good friend here in the studio with me, Glenn Shakiro. How you doing, Glenn?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I've been watching it since the 90s, and I'm just gonna give my 2 cents, weigh in on this latest episode. I must say, right off the bat, it was a vast improvement from last week.
All right. Yeah, I hear a lot of last week, I thought it was a good episode. It was a good start to a new series. No one knew what the fuck was going to go on. It's like everyone forgot about Boba Fett. Motherfuckers act like you forgot about Fett. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So, let's just start off right off the bat. This was, as much as I love the first episode, I like the second one a lot more. I think the first one was a nice intro, and this was like, the first one was an appetizer. You know, it was like those 3 mozzarella sticks that the restaurant gives you. And you're like, wait, I thought I came with 4. And it's like, oh, we got 3, the fryer's down. And it's kind of cold in the middle, but you're dipping it in the mozzarella sauce, and it's pretty good. So you order some mozzo sticks. Maybe you're with like your baller cousin or something. He orders some crab rangoons or something, you know. Anyway, the main course shows up. And boom! You got Boba Fett. You're about to torture this dude. And tries to scare him off, right? With the rancor. Perfectly mimicking, you know, the scene from Jedi where... She hits the thing, he falls down. You're like, oh, you know, for a split second or two, you're thinking, oh, the rancor. And everyone's like, everyone in the world apparently has seen the Bad Batch. I think I remember faintly an episode where the little girl has to save a baby rancor. And they're saying, oh, it's going to be the baby. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was cool. It was funny. It was empty, but you know he sang like a bird. He said, "It's the mayor. It's the mayor." I'm wondering what they did. I guess I'm thinking they just kept him down there in the pit to just, you know, get hungry or something. Think about what he's done. It's like what Fennec said last time. She says it in this episode. I'm sorry. I already forgot the name of the group. But she's like, nah, it's just a name. You're paying for the name. They're pieces of shit. Yeah, leave them down there. Maybe they throw them a bone or something. So anyway, she's like, all right, let's just cut the shit, man. Throw your helmet on, Boba. Grab your rifle. Your new and improved EE3 Blast Tech rifle. It looks sweet, man. I need it. I've never owned a helmet or the rifle. You'd think as a Boba Fett fan, I'd have like all that shit on my wall and, you know, with the light on or something. And I don't have it. But, you know, they go to town. He's like, hey, you know goddamn well who I am. I'm Boba Fett. What the fuck? What's going on? And he goes to that fucking DMV. That asshole, that fat Mexican dude with the mustache. He's like, do you have an appointment?
Fuck off, man. Boba just goes straight to the back. He's talking to that alien dude from Mass Effect. It would have been cool if they left his voice like... But they have the little translator. I guess that was Robert Rodriguez voicing it or something. He took a bunch of Xanax and he's like, you know, doing all some kind of soft-spoken translator thing. If I was Boba, I'd be like, hey, turn it up. I can barely hear you. But, you know, I had subtitles on, so it's cool. And he's doing that. He's asking, hey, what's going on? He tells him, hey, go back to that one restaurant with that one chick. Well, everyone seems to love. I'm not a fan of her. She's kind of dumb. Some skinny broad, some actress who everyone seems to know. Again, I listen to all these nerdy podcasts and reviewers that just, hey, if you're coming to this podcast to get like an in-depth Hollywood inside baseball, you know, look at these shows, you come to the wrong place. I don't know these people. I think the Twi'leks look too clean and pristine. They all know English. It's really weird, but it's fine. I get it. It's like years after last time we were in Mos Espa. Anyway, that's not a knock on the show. I just think she's a bitch, all right? And Boba thinks she's a bitch, too. He sees right through her, like, you're sweating like a blah, blah, blah on Mustafa. And she's like, all right, look, man, let me break it down to you, man. It's the Hutts. The twins are back. You killed the cousin, and now their fat-ass cousins, the twins, are showing up. And then the drums start. Max Rebo and the band, they cut music, man. They're like, oh, shit. And... Glenn, what did you think of this? What did you think of this scene? Well, I think it's great world building. Last week, you know, the Boba Fett, he got ran over by these people with shields, and I thought it was very pathetic. But this time, Boba Fett, he's balling up, he's nutting up, he's being a man. All right, Glenn, shut up, man. Just
here, one. There are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table. Two, you have.
Sorry, my cigarette keeps going out. I'm talking too much. Anyway, Glenn, look, I was saying these Hutts come in, and I thought it was really cool how they introduced them, but I do have a problem with one thing, and I'll tell you this. Everyone in the bar at the restaurant, at the Twin Peaks or whatever this place is called, everyone shuts up. That's not what they're doing. As soon as Boba Fett and the crew walk outside, everyone in town is still walking around like nothing. I thought that was really weird. You got this giant litter coming, being held by, like, at least 50 dudes. They gotta be buff, because, like, even with 50 people, man, that shit was still, like, careening. It was still, like, about to bust. You got these two fat-ass Hutts just posted up on this litter, and they're walking through with the drums. It was very scary. It was, like, you know, very, like, intimidating, I will say. But you got people walking around the town, like, just going on the business, and... Maybe they're used to it. I don't know. It would have been cool if everyone in town was just like stopping what they're doing. Maybe bending the knee or something. It would have shown how truly imposing and scary these motherfuckers are. But, you know, whatever. It's neither here nor there. They show up. They're talking shit. Boba Fett's like, hey, if you want this place, you're going to have to kill me. And I thought that was pretty badass. And then, oh my God. Black Chrysanthemum shows up, and I don't know about this guy, and apparently he's rolling around with this other chick that everyone seems to know about, Dr. Aphra or some shit. I don't care about her. If she never shows up, cool. I don't know, maybe she's cool. She's apparently the Indiana Jones of Star Wars. I like Indiana Jones. It was a fun movie. I'm not slobbing on the knob, though, you know? I don't really care. So... If she shows up, whatever. But he also rolled around with Boba Fett doing some missions for Darth Vader. But before I knew even all this, I had to look him up after the fact. I didn't know nothing. I just see this giant beast of a fucking Wookiee show up. This look in his eyes like, he's going to murder you. He has the biggest fucking rifle I've ever seen. It looked like a 50 caliber railgun looking like... Like he ripped it off of a fucking tank. And this guy was intimidating. If I wasn't afraid of the Hutts,
This Wookiee had me pissing in my little boots, man. He shows up. Boba's, like, still, like, being Boba. He's like, and, you know, the Hutts, you know, they talk some more shit. Like, oh, we're not going to kill you right now. We're going to wait. They got to go through the motions, apparently. But that look that Black K gives him at the end before walking off, man, that was some... Oh, man. So, I thought that was cool. Then he tells Fennec Shand, like, all right, man, we can't just rush into this. This is some bullshit. So, we get another flashback. And this is where the episode truly takes off. We get some more backstory. And this is where it goes all Dances with Wolves, Last Samurai, Lawrence of Arabia. You pick one, you know. Just some cool shit, man. You get to know the tribe some more. And he's got to go to that one Tashi station to beat up some bikers. Kicks the shit out of all of them, and it was so cool. He just whacks that one guy 50 times over the head with the rifle, the cycler rifle. It just cracks in half. He's like, oh shit. He gets the gaffy stick, the training gaffy stick, and just beats the shit. Proceeds to just mop the floor, and then he takes that drink. That was so cool. It was just cool. And yeah, he takes all the bikes and then he teaches the Tusken Raiders how to ride the motorcycles, the speeder bikes. And it reminded me, ever since I was a kid, I didn't ride bicycles. I barely can to this day. I've tried to. It's just not fun for me. I don't know why. I have poor balance, I guess. I just... could never get around to it. My parents never taught me how to ride a bike. It's embarrassing, but it's whatever. I don't need to ride a bike. If I'm going to get some exercise, I'd rather run. But I've always wanted a speeder bike. Return of the Jedi. You have these speeder bikes. I'm like, this is cool. I don't have to balance. It hovers itself. And you just go fast. Zoom! And then episode 1 came out. And Darth Maul has his speeder bike, and now it's like, oh, I want that one. That one's cool. You get to sit back, and it has that cool circle shape. And it was just so goddamn cool. I had the little toy. It was awesome. So seeing the speeder bikes back, it just reminded me of how I've always wanted one, and I still want one. Maybe in my lifetime, they'll invent hovering speeder bikes, and I'll finally be able to just ride around town on a speeder bike. These didn't have lasers on them. They were just regular speeder bikes that, like, maybe the one Anakin rode in episode 2 when he went to go slaughter that one tribe, which was a different tribe. And they explain it later on when he finally, they take over the train. The chief's explaining to Boba, like, look, there's a lot of tribes, man. We're the cool ones. There's some other tribes. Some of them kill, they rape, they plunder, they steal. Maybe that's... Those are the tribes that give the Tusken Raiders a bad name. Maybe these guys aren't even called Tusken Raiders. Maybe they have a different name. Maybe the Tusken Raiders of the Judlan Wastes, those are the Tusken Raiders. These are the ones of the Dune Sea. Maybe they have another name. Maybe they'll give us a name. Maybe not. They're still the Tuskens, I guess. They used to roll around since ancient times when Tatooine was still, you know, a water planet or something. And that's why they have the masks, you know, because they can't live on this new climate. Those damn suns. I wouldn't be surprised if a few thousand years ago, there used to be one sun, and now the second sun came out of nowhere. I don't know, I'm just making up shit. I'm just trying to think of, like, they set up a world of Tatooine, and you have the indigenous tribe, the people, they have ancestral claim, and he tells it to these pike dudes, look, these are the OGs, these are the people of this land, you roll through, you're shooting people. It had a lot of Native American, Old West, colonizing America era, you know, ties, you know, it was like, It's like new people, colonists coming through, killing Native Americans because, oh, I thought these were savages. They're rolling around in little, whatever outfits, and they're killing our people because they're trying to defend their own shit. And you got these new motherfuckers with machines and technology and Christianity or whatever rolling through and just murdering people for no reason. Just to steal their spice, steal their resources. And they're going to send it off to who knows where. So, you know, Boba comes in. He, you know, says, hey, look, this is how it is now. And this is where you start to see where his leadership and crime lord, godfather, whatever you want to call it. This is where that starts to come from. You know, he's running these Tusken Raider dudes. Not running them, but he's kind of helping them out. I mean, he knows how to speak speak basic, for one, so that helps. Because if he wasn't there, it would have just been a bunch of, you know, Urka-Urkas and Blurka-Blurkers, and they would have just been continued to have their banthas and people, you know, shot and robbed and whatever. So, you know, you got the train heist. Well, not really. Well, it was kind of a heist. They just wanted to stop the train. I don't think they're trying to rob it, but they got like a nice loot afterwards. Some water, some guns, maybe a couple of the teenager Tusken Raiders. You know, they got some of the spice. They're getting high later on. Like, hell yeah, man, look at this shit. Who knows? And it looks like they had some spice that they use for the, you know, the quest. The what do you call it? The lizard quest later on. So they know of spice. And these Pike guys are probably, they take spice from Kessel, they probably take spice from Tatooine. And yeah, yes, it does remind me of Dune a lot. And of course, that's where George Lucas got a lot of ideas from the Dune series. Giant desert planet, sand snakes, you know, creatures, spice, people who run around in the desert who are accustomed to it and can survive the harsh climate. And you got these new people that are just assholes. I don't mind though. It's like one came before the other. And I'm not going to say who does it better. You know, it's two different stories. And I think this show is borrowing a lot from all types of other stories. Dune, American history, you know, and it's just one of those things, you know. It's like, are they borrowing or are they stealing stories, or is it just showing you that no matter what planet you're on, what cultures, what peoples, this kind of shit happens? You know, it's like saying, oh, there's a war going on. They're stealing Saving Private Ryan. Like, no, it's a universal concept. It's everywhere. It's the same problem people had with Avatar. The whole white savior bullshit. And you got the blue people. And then you got the human, you know, in the mech suits. It's like, oh, they're stealing from this, that, and that. And maybe. Or they're inspired. Or it's like, if you're going to steal from the best. As far as storytelling goes. It's like, it's all universal. These are themes that run through storytelling and through history repeating itself. It's just shit that's going to happen. And it's all to set up Boba Fett's story, because this is ultimately his book, his story of how he puts the past behind him. And he has that epic, you know, shroom trip or whatever, ayahuasca, peyote, whatever the fuck they put him under. Which is kind of funny, because I was talking about last week about how, you know, he was on spice and drunk and doing all kinds of cool drugs this whole time, and now he's trying to sober up. And the chief's like, okay, before you sober up, though, let me get you high one more time. This is the shit you never had before. That shit Jabba was giving you, it's gonna make you all whatever. But this shit right here, it's going to open your mind, dude. So yeah, it was like peyote or ayahuasca, whatever. So the lizard goes up his nose, and he throws a spice in his eye or whatever. He's like, okay, yeah. He starts tripping balls, and he goes on that spirit quest, and he's thinking about him as a kid. He sees the ocean, which could represent the ancient Tatooine oceans, or it could represent the oceans of Kamino from his childhood. So that was a nice link up, you know. Definitely reminded him of his home where he grew up. And the helmet, and blah, 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 blah. And he's in the Sarlacc, and he's got to break free. And finally he breaks free. He levels up, ascends a new... Why is this red truck in front of me? This red truck just parked right in front of me. He's being really weird. I'm trying to do a podcast, dude. What the fuck? It's really distracting. Oh, man, you're going to hit my car, dude. What the fuck is... Fuck you! I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to talk about Boba Fett, and there's this big-ass red truck just parks right in front of me, like inches away from my front bumper. Oh, these people, man. These fucking kooky granola people are just so weird, man. That shop here. I can't stand it. Trying to do a show. Trying to run a business over here. So, anywho, Boba Fett comes back. He gets his new garments. He forges his new weapon from the branch that he found in his shroom trip. And he's part of the tribe now. They do the cool dance that all the nerds are gonna do at all the conventions now. It's gonna look so embarrassing. All these fat white kids are just gonna circle around and do this little dance. They're gonna learn it, and everyone's gonna be clapping and cheering. It's gonna be really embarrassing. I'm gonna cringe. It's like those people learning lightsabers. And, I don't know. I just I'm poking fun at the nerd geek community because you know it's going to happen. As soon as I saw that scene, I'm thinking, oh, man, I can see it now. The next Star Wars convention, all these nerds are going to get together. They're going to circle around. And you're going to hear all, whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, yeah. I can see it now. It's fine. Maybe I'll join in. Who am I kidding? It was a beautiful scene, though. It was great. Part of me wanted to tear up. It was very emotional. Boba Fett just breaking from his old notorious bounty hunter killer past, and he's finding a new, you know, a new goal, a new life. I don't know what's the right word I'm looking for here. Just a new path to go forward. Oh my god, a little squirrel is walking across the street. He's on his own path. Look at him go. Aw. Sorry, I get distracted easily. Alright, so yeah, it was a great episode. It was a lot longer. It was like 52 minutes long. And I think people who were talking shit about the last episode, hopefully, fingers crossed, can just shut the fuck up and realize, look, this show is going somewhere. There's a goal. I think the Boba Fett that we all grew up thinking that we knew, this ruthless killer Boba Fett, this show is deconstructing that. It's saying, look, even Boba Fett himself is finding out that he's not that guy anymore. If he was that guy, that's not him anymore. He's got a code of honor, and he's going to abide by it. He's going to remember what his father taught him and remember what the Tuskens are teaching him. And by the way, that Tusken Raider warrior chick she's my new waifu, man. She's so awesome. Everything she does is cool. The whole train sequence where it looks like, you know, she's kamikazing into the train, but then she jumps off at the last second. Does that whole Shang-Chi train, you know, taking everyone out. That one shot from the side was so cool. and picks off a few others, and it's just awesome. And hopefully she survives. I have a worry. I'm so scared right now that this chick or the kid or all both or all of them are in trouble, that they're gonna, that something's gonna happen to them, you know, and Boba Fett's gonna have to go back to the tribe, or maybe that's what causes them to want to be the crime lord in the first place. Something's gonna happen, and we gotta find out. There's, 4 or 5 episodes left. So yeah, moving forward, I think, it doesn't look good. He's part of this tribe, man. It's too perfect. It's too good. Something's gonna happen. Those Pike, the Pike guys are gonna come back. The Syndicate, those fucking Hutt twins. You know, someone's gonna. I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine. The warrior shows up, or the little kid shows up. Tells him, "Hey, look, man. This is all cool. You're running Tatooine." But, hey, everyone in the tribe got killed. And he's like, what? And he's going to have to team up with, I don't know, Fennec Shand, Black Crescenten, I don't know, Dengar, maybe some other bounty hunters show up. And they're going to have to save the village. And he's going to realize, you know what? I don't know. I'm also thinking about the palace. Because why is Boba Fett trying to be a crime lord in the first place? You know, what's his end game? Part of me wants to think he wants to run he wants full control of the, I don't know if he's trying to rule the planet. Maybe the planet is just completely barren and Mos Espa and all the towns are just, that's all there is as far as civilization goes. Maybe he's trying to run it all, kick out all the other crime lords, so that he can ultimately give it back to the Tuskens. And then that'd be a nice twist, you know? Maybe the kid needs a new home, so he lets him live at the palace. Which I found out, it used to be a monk monastery. Which makes a lot of sense, because it looks like a monastery. It looks like a holy temple of some kind. So maybe it'll become that again. You know, maybe the Tuscan family can move in and have a home. They don't have to hide in the desert, you know? So, that'd be nice. I'm excited. He's going to meet with the crime lords. He's going to say, hey, look, man, this is how it's going to go. If you don't like it, what the fuck? At some point, he's going to have to, the Tusken Raider timeline, he's going to have to, at some point something happens, and he's going to have to find the Slave One. It's probably parked somewhere, probably has a lot of parking tickets, you know, or maybe he goes back to the palace. It's got to be parked at the palace, right? I think I saw a scene, like a promo scene where he's walking into the palace, but he's wearing all of his Tusken garb. It's probably when he finds a Slave One. It's on cinder blocks, you know. Somebody stole a bunch of shit. No, I think it's in good shape. It's got to be somewhere hidden. And he finds it. And, yeah, he's going to have to go and find his helmet. And he finds Timothy Oliphant. And he's like, hey, what's he doing with my armor? What the fuck? And then it kind of catches up to where the Mandalorian is. So I don't know, maybe he loses the tribe before then, and that's why he goes off and tries to do the crime lord shit. Because seemingly right now, it looks like he's just going to live with the Tusken Raiders. Like he's just going to be one of them, you know? Like he could settle down, hook up with the warrior chick, start a new family, you know, raise the little Tusken kid. Teaches him how to fight. But I'm telling you, man, those that syndicate, man, he tells them, you're not gonna come through here anymore, you're gonna answer to us. I feel like they're gonna come back with guns, man. They're going to come back with ruthless motherfuckers, and they're going to just, I don't know, decimate the whole village. Or not, I don't know. Or maybe he needs to run Tatooine, and then that's what's going to give him the power, the sway, you know, to stop all of this. I don't know. This is good television. I like it. I like where it's going. Yeah, Glenn Shapiro, he left already. He got tired. He had to go, I don't know. He had to leave. Look, I love the show. It's Saturday. I found out it's Saturday right now. So I gotta wait another 3 days. But this is cool. I like it. I'm excited. I'm scared. I am, I like what they're doing. And I hope I get to see some bounty hunters. I want them to come back. I want them to say, hey, Boba, what's up? We've been doing this whole time. And they're going to try to get him to do some dirty shit. And Boba's like, that's not me anymore. I've turned a new leaf. I am Boba Fett. And they're like, what? This isn't you. And he's like, it is me. No, it ain't. It's going to be cool, man. Hopefully he sees some old friends. Apparently there's a lot of cool shit coming up that's going to blow everyone's mind. And we'll see what happens. I'm thinking of maybe just doing a video reaction, but, you know, I come home and I'm lazy. I'm like, I don't know, man. Who wants to see me reacting? It's weird. But maybe I'll do it. I feel like this next episode is going to, you know, be something else. Maybe I will do a video. And I could just post that. I gotta go. It's 32 minutes. Thanks for listening. And yeah, see you guys next week.